The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The damage from yesterday's two confirmed tornadoes in western New York is still being assessed. The first occurred just after noon in the towns of Arkwright and Hanover, where the twister carved out a three-mile-long, 150-yard-wide path of destruction. No loss of human life was incurred, according to Chautauqua County Executive P.J. Wendell.
The first house I went to, gentleman there said he pulled his son inside the building about 5 seconds before the event took place. Another gentleman said his wife was out taking care of her chickens. The coop blew over and actually pinned her to the ground for a few minutes.
About 40 minutes later, another tornado touched down in Eden for about 4 minutes, damaging businesses, farms, and houses, several of which appear to be total losses. New York State Commissioner of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Jackie Bray says her division will be determining what support and monetary assistance may be required.
In terms of resources for local homeowners or local business owners, we'll really have to wait and see to see how large the damage is, and that'll determine what type of assistance is available and which government agencies are engaged there.
4,000 road workers and 6,000 utility workers have been deployed across New York State to assist with cleanup and recovery. National Grid reports about 400 customers in the region remain without power this morning.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The investigation continues into the early Wednesday morning death of a man who was shot by a Buffalo police officer. Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia provided details to the media after he studied video from officers' body cameras. The incident occurred during a traffic stop on Kensington Avenue that Grimaglia says was courteous and professional before the driver attempted to speed away, dragging an officer about a third of a mile.
I was horrified watching this video. I was horrified for the officer. That officer could have been severely injured or killed had it turned out any other way, had he not taken the action that he took. And I can't imagine being the partner officer, watching your partner, being driven away at a high rate of speed. And we're talking, again, speeds over 60 miles an hour.
The officer shot the driver several times. A 6-year-old child was in the front seat of the vehicle at the time. Grimaglia says the state attorney general's office will investigate the incident, which is also being reviewed by homicide detectives and internal affairs. While Buffalo police have not released the victim's name, the Buffalo News is reporting 25-year-old Davon Roberts was killed in the incident. New York State Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado is joining the chorus of elected Democrats calling for President Joe Biden to withdraw from his reelection campaign. The announcement conflicts the public support Biden has been receiving from Governor Kathy Hochul, who recently visited the White House with other Democratic governors. On social media, Delgado said Biden could, quote, add to his legacy, showing strength and grace by ending his campaign.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.